Hey, and welcome into the Big Ten Huddle. I'm your host, JR. I've got a lot to talk about going on in the Big Ten with Kent Casual Big Ten here to give us the power rankings for the night after a day of Big Ten football where we had some interesting things happen. Michigan State held with Illinois for a little bit. We had Maryland and Rutgers go at it for a little bit. Washington beats UCLA last night. And that's about it, right? There was nothing else amazing that happened, right, Kent?
No, unless we're going to jump into the Mike Tyson fight, which I would love to talk about. Maybe we'll save that for the end, though.
Let's power rank that really fast.
Yeah, Mike Tyson, we'll power rank former heavyweight champions.
Here we go.
I used to be Thomas the Hitman Hearn's banker, by the way, when I lived in Michigan.
Did you really? Shout out to
the Hitman.
Wow.
Former life of mine that I used to live. Anyways, let's talk football, though.
Let's do it. All right. So obviously Oregon has a super close game with Wisconsin. Wisconsin came out and played probably one of their best games of the year, if not the best game of the year. Unfortunately for them, they just don't have a quarterback. If I was power ranking right now, like individual offenses and defenses, Wisconsin's offense, I mean, they'd be right down there with like Purdue's offense, Michigan's offense. I don't know, throw in all the other offenses you want that aren't very good, but this Wisconsin offense feels a lot like the Michigan offense right now, and it's really holding the Wisconsin team back.
Yeah, it's so tough with them. Like, they're a team that you really want to get behind because they show so many flashes of greatness. Like, they are so close. Like, this is like a perfect game for their whole season. I feel like it's a team that you want like so badly to do a little bit better, and they just can't seem to get over the hump. Whether it's, you know, if you combine a few weeks or if you're just talking about one game, it's like, man, it's tough for them. It's been a tough year, but a promising year for the future, I think. I think that Wisconsin fans, like realistic ones, will say, like, you can look at some of the things that they've done this year and say, if we can continue to do that and get a little bit better in some other spots, there's a future to be had for that football team for sure.
For sure. We have people in the chat. We got P-Town Mode saying, yo, what's up, P-Town? Or Made, not Mode. I apologize. Fisherman saying, Wisconsin's quarterback position holding them back another season. I mean, it's the same guy, too, right? They tried to – who'd they have last year? Was it
Mordecai?
Yeah, the guy from SMU. And then this year they bring in Tyler Van Dyke. He gets hurt the third game of the year against Alabama. Yeah, it's not just the quarterback position holding back again. It's Balake.
It's Balake. Yeah, it's tough because that's what I'm saying. Like, guys like Balake, you really want to get behind just for the tweets and for the reasons that aren't football related, but can't do it tonight. Balake really threw the game away at the end there, I thought.
No, yeah, for sure.
I mean, I thought he actually did throw the game away at the end. I mean,
yeah, I mean, that first drive was their best chance to get it done. And I mean, half the time when he was throwing the ball, I was like, who are you throwing to? Like, you had no idea where the ball was going or anything. So, I mean, credit to Oregon. I mean, I gave Indiana credit when they struggled against Michigan, and that's what Matt is pointing out here. Matt says Oregon, Wisconsin looked like IU, Michigan a little bit. I would say that IU was at home, so there's a little bit of a difference there. But, you know, Oregon struggled with their offense there in the second half. IU struggled with their offense in the second half as well. I mean, their offense kind of struggled all game, if you really want to talk about it. But, yeah, there were some similarities there. You know, props to Oregon getting the win.
I have to talk about this comment. This is a great comment from Matt. Shout out to Matt for this comment, because I think I read maybe 50 replies on my tweet last week about how it's laughable that I have Indiana at number one after they only beat Michigan by 5. So I'm expecting all of those people to come back this week and say, you know what? Maybe Oregon should be 2. They only won by 3 tonight. Right? Because all those people are going to say the same thing that they said last week, right? They're going to stand by that? Or no? Or is it going to be different because it's Oregon?
No, they're not going to stand by it because it's Oregon. And Oregon, you know, that's their baby. That's who they love. But no, I am keeping Oregon at number one personally, for kind of some of the same reasons with IU. Like, I gave IU credit for staying resilient and winning the game against Michigan. I'm going to give Oregon credit here and say they stayed resilient and got the win against Wisconsin, because you know what? That's exactly what they do in the SEC. They say, oh, wow, you just struggled against Arkansas. You know, maybe you're the number three team in the nation and you only won by 10 points and the other team could have beat you there if they didn't make mistakes along the way. Wow, resilience. Good job. Well, if they're going to do it down south, we're going to do it for our teams as well.
I agree. I put it in the chat. By the way, you weren't one of those people I was talking about. You already had Oregon number one, so like, I fully expected you to keep them there. And like you said, you were very high on Indiana last week for, you know, being able to pull out that victory, I guess, if you want to call it that, against Michigan. So I expected you to do the same with Oregon this week.
Yeah, and like I said, I mean, it doesn't really change the thought process there that Oregon beat Ohio State and Indiana. They're going to have their chance to do it against Ohio State as well. So we'll see what happens. Hey, if you want to, please participate. We had somebody request last week for people to be able to do their own power rankings. If you want to participate, go ahead. And the link right there, it's a Google form. Just go in there and give your own power rankings. And if we can, at the end of the episode, we'll kind of go through and see what you all are thinking as well. So go to the chat. It's also in the description as well. But this is something we'll try to do live, even if you're listening afterward on podcasts or on the show afterward. Do that. And we might talk about it on the Sunday night episode as well, if Zach and I have time. Zach will be back. Don't worry. We'll have plenty to talk about. Philip says the fake field goal. What the hell was he thinking?
Mysterious.
He had the interview after the game. He was like, yeah, we saw something there throughout the game and we wanted to go for it. It's like, why would you not put the ball in Jordan James' hand? Why would you not put the ball in your Heisman hopeful quarterback's hand? Like, you literally have a Heisman contender back there in the backfield. Why wouldn't you put it in his hand? I don't know.
Listen, here, can I say something about this real quick? I like Oregon. I want to get that very clear. I think
Oregon's I like Oregon too.
Yeah, I think that they're great.
I got their picture back there.
Perfect. I think they're awesome. I think that they have a chance to win the national championship this year, for real. And I just think they're great overall. Everything. They're underrated on defense. Obviously, their offense gets a lot of credit. And I say all that because I have to call a spade when I see it. This was a situation where Dan Lanning wanted people talking about him again. He got so much love for the too many men on the field penalty. And he loved people talk. Dan Lanning loves people talking about him and how smart he is as a coach. If this was a first down play for Oregon, it's all everybody's getting. They're going to be all over him for the next 3 days on Big Ten Network, on ESPN, everything. Look, Dan Lanning, such a genius. What a call right there to go for that fake field goal. Like, he always dials up the right play. Like, and that's what he wanted. And there's a little bit of that with his team, like, which is fine. I love the confidence. But there's a lot of that, like, look at me, look what I just did type thing. And I think that's what happened right there at the end of the game. And again, let me sandwich this in. I like Oregon. I think they're great.
No, I like them too, but I don't think that absolves them from the idea that Dan Lanning likes to be talked about. Dan Lanning likes to be popular. I mean, that's one of the reasons why, you know, he likes to be the Oregon head coach, right? It's a popular team. It's where they talk about you. And I don't think that's a bad thing. I mean, that's just... You like to have him there. Sonny is in there.
By the way, my
rankings look good. Thank you, Sonny. Only my rankings too, right? I appreciate it, Sonny. So I had to put that up there for everybody to know, Kent.
Go away, Sonny. Go to sleep. You got to prepare for the Bears losing tomorrow. So go get some rest.
Matt's saying some of Lanning's coaching decisions could cost working on the. I mean, it did last year, right? Like, I mean, it. I'm not going to say he's lucky, because he's not lucky. Like, he has a really good team, and they did a really good job of assembling them, but he had coaching decisions last year that cost him games, and the same thing could happen this year if you get yourself in trouble with it. And then, Fisherman, you're exactly right. By the way, Oregon officially in the Big Ten title game. Yes, even if they lose to Washington, I don't think that will happen. Washington on the road is one of those bottom feeder teams in the Big Ten, so if they're not at home... I fully expect Oregon to win that one. So, but yes, even if they do win that one, they're in the title game. So, one more comment, and then we'll get to our rankings. PSU Jim, thanks for being here. Jim says, Oregon is the new number one until they are beaten. Close call tonight, but Wisconsin at home night is tough. PSU has problems with them as well until the second half. I told people in the preview show when I was on there with Justin, I said, this is most likely going to be a close game. Now, I picked it to not be as close because I thought Oregon would pull away in the end, but I said that this would could be a close game all the way through three quarters. Oregon's done a lot of traveling lately, and Wisconsin does have a very good defense. It's just been, unfortunately, that QB position that's been holding them back. So anything else on this, Kent, before we move on to the rankings?
No, I agree with PSU, Jim, by the way, except for I replaced Oregon with Indiana. They're number one to me until they're beaten or until proven otherwise. So it's the same thing for me. I agree with him. It's just a different team.
There you go. There you go. We need to get you on there with some SEC fans from Twitter. I've been going at it.
I've
been posting the all-time record and everything. I've been going at it. They don't like it.
I had a couple guys that I went back to after the basketball game last night when they lost to Purdue. I was like, yeah, how'd that go for you too? Like, don't forget about that.
Did you go after him about South Carolina today too?
I did not. No, yeah. No, I could have.
I just did a recap.
It was because I said I had a quote tweet that I said nobody's scared of Alabama, and like all the Southerners like came out of the woodworks and was like, you don't have to. Basically, I was like, you guys have to make the playoffs still. Like, yeah, you have to win out, basically, yeah, right?
If I have times, yeah, they do have to win out. If I have time tonight after we get done here, I'm gonna go through and look at every single SEC like ranked team schedule and see who they've actually beaten, and we're gonna realize that the only teams they've actually beaten is Clemson and each other.
Yeah, yeah.
But I gotta wait to see what happens with this Georgia Tennessee game first. So I got that on here in the background as well. So all right, Kent, let's talk about the rankings. Okay, so okay. Let me go first with mine. I'll go 1 through 18, and then you can do your usual 18 through 1. I won't be super long just because there wasn't a lot of change. I have Oregon, Indiana, Ohio State, Penn State, Illinois, Iowa. I'm keeping Wisconsin at 7. I actually moved Washington up to 8. This is a team that is just so much better at home this season. They're finally bowl eligible, and so I did move them above Michigan finally because they did beat Michigan, and I kept Michigan above Minnesota because even if I wanted to put Minnesota up at like 6 or 7, it's just such a logjam there between 6 through 10, I would say, that you can really categorize those guys around any such way. So I just tried to keep like opponents near each other and have them who they've beaten, and then Iowa at the top because Iowa absolutely throttled Minnesota. So I had Minnesota at the bottom there. I can't really argue any other way other than like this team beat that team, but for the most part, that was my thought process there. I moved USC up to 11, UCLA 12, Rutgers moved up as well, 13, Michigan State 14, good time trying to battle with Illinois, but they eventually got blown out, and then Nebraska 15. I don't know what to do with this Nebraska team. They were 5-1, they were looking good, and now they've lost 4 games straight. Kent, if they lose 6 games straight to end the season, they have Wisconsin and at Iowa next. They could lose 6 games in the season and not be bowl eligible.
Nebraska. That's so Nebraska. And I had some discussions, some things going on Twitter about this game specifically with USC. And it's all because I wasn't excited about the game because it's Nebraska. And I've been hearing the same thing about them for the last couple of weeks. If they win this game, they're bowl eligible. That's a big deal to Nebraska fans. Well, you're not winning.
Yeah,
you can't win. Can't get excited about you. And even if you do, go to the Motor City Bowl probably. Like, sorry.
I'm not excited about
that in mid-November. Yeah. I'm just not.
I did think it was kind of the ultimate battle, right? Of like USC, who hasn't been able to win the close games, and Nebraska, who hasn't been able to win the close games. Now, I thought since that was at USC, they would probably come out with the victory on this one. I think I did pick Nebraska, but the more I thought about it later in the week, I was like, maybe I should have picked USC in this one. But at the end of the day, like, just whatever curse is on Nebraska needs to go away for these guys.
It's crazy. It's insane.
Sky U Pod, they're getting jealous. They said, hey, the Motor City Bowl and our bowl is on.
Not this year. You guys might have too many wins this year.
Yeah, you might.
The Motor City Bowl is fun. Like, I will watch that and get excited about it. Because by the time that comes around, you're like kind of missing football. So you're like, well, maybe not this year because the playoffs will be a little bit more stretched out. But like, yeah, it's still a fun game, though.
Yeah, It is. And then I had Maryland, Northwestern, Purdue. I thought about Northwestern over Maryland, but then I was like, do I really want to go through the effort for that much? And I decided not, so I just kept them there. I didn't think it was that big of an effort to need to do. So,
Yeah.
Kent, give us your 18 to 1.
One more comment. I'm sorry. I have to get this off my brain or it's going to bother me. Nebraska still might make the Motor City Bowl, even if they don't get to 6 wins. That's exactly what Minnesota did last year.
Oh, that is true.
So
That is true. I
there's
forgot about
always hope
that.
out there in Nebraska. All right. 18 for me is Purdue. Shocking. I went 17 Maryland because they lost to Northwestern, who I have at 16. And then I have Michigan State 15, Rutgers. This was like my, like, I wanted to show Rutgers some love, but I can't. They lost too many games in a row. So I kept them at like, they bumped up a little bit, but they're still at 14. And then Nebraska 13, UCLA. I really actually, I hate to admit that I cheer for some teams, but I was cheering for them this weekend because it's such a fun story how bad they started and how good they've been playing lately. And it was a bummer to see them lose last night. USC at 11, Michigan at 10, Wisconsin and Washington. I had the same issues you did. I didn't really know where I kind of wanted to rank them. And I think I flip-flopped those two back and forth like 3 times. And I was ultimately like, it's the middle of the conference and it's almost the end of the year. So like, it doesn't really matter. I basically have them tied, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Illinois at 7 behind Minnesota, who beat Illinois. That's why I have Minnesota still so high. And then it goes Iowa, Penn State, Ohio State, Oregon, and Indiana, of course, at number one.
So you have more care for the Minnesota win over Illinois than you do the Michigan win over Minnesota.
Yes. Yes,
Okay.
because it's happened more recently, number one, and that's
Okay.
kind of like, I don't put that in my tweet, but like I think it goes without saying for a lot of people's power rankings is that, what have you done for me lately is a little bit more important. And also, by the way, like a lot of Minnesota fans will probably say they got cheated in that game. Anyways, it was a really close game. It's not like Michigan like ran away with that thing. So, yeah, I don't have a lot of stock in that Michigan win over Minnesota, especially because of how bad they've been lately. I mean, come on.
Yeah. I mean, just look at Nebraska fans with what happened with the ref
Yeah.
in that game against USC. I mean, they're going to be pointing to that one as well. Which I made a tweet earlier today, and I got some people telling me that like, oh, football fans do it too, because I was talking about crybaby, basketball fans who just want to talk about the refs, and that was the only reason they lost their game. And I think you can acknowledge that like the call was wrong, but at the end of the day, like. We can't just say like, hey, this was the only reason our team lost. Like, no, the reason why Nebraska lost because Dylan Raiola was missing wide open receivers. Like,
Yeah.
that's one of the reasons why they lost. Probably one of the biggest reasons why. It was similar to Wisconsin this one. Now I'm seeing Nebraska fans vying for like Dylan Raiola to be benched. I don't think that's what you want to do personally. I don't think Hymer Harburg is going to be any
I was gonna
better.
say, is Harburg still the backup there? He played a little bit this year, right?
Yeah, and he threw a pick. I mean, I
That's
think
still
he
my
was
guy.
like.
I still like Harburg though.
I gotta go check it for sure. I don't want to put that kind of juju on his name if it didn't actually happen, but I'm pretty sure he threw a pick and had
He gave me
that's like
some
two for
fun
seven.
moments last year, so he's always got a little special place in my heart. I like Harburg.
I mean, he is like a fun player, but he's just
Yeah.
not good. Yeah, last week against UCLA, when he came in for relief, 2 for 7 for 32 yards, 0 touchdowns, a pick, and sacked once.
That's not great.
I don't know if how you're a Nebraska fan, you think he's the answer. I just like he
Don't
was
know.
really good against UTEP, 5 for 5 for 35 yards. Good job. It's not gonna happen. So I get they're frustrated, but yeah, you can't do that. These power ranking results are really interesting. So far, we've gotten 2 results. So the comment has the link on the YouTube page, everybody. So if you here, I'll post it one more time. Go in there because yeah, there's some opinions and stuff I find rather interesting. I'll post it one more time. All right, what is another difference we have that you want to talk about, Ken? Anything
I
else?
want to talk about Phillip's comment because he asked me why is Iowa so high? And it's a fair question. And it's one that I thought about last week quite a bit. But I felt the same way this week as I felt last week, is that I look at the teams that are behind them, and I don't think that anyone behind them is better than them, even though there are at least one team that I can think of off the top of my head. Michigan State is obviously way behind them that won that game. I don't know who you can like reasonably say is better than them that I have behind them. Like, so I'll just ask you, I guess, because you have Illinois in front of them. Like, are you really confident about that, or was that a tough decision for you?
I think Illinois has been more consistent this year. Personally, I think they've played harder competition. And so for me, it's kind of an easy Illinois over Iowa. But I'll be honest, I struggle with Iowa a lot because they destroyed Wisconsin, they destroyed Washington, they destroyed Minnesota. But then again, they also lost to Michigan State and UCLA. So it's like, you know, where are you going to go at there with how they're going to, you know, with how you're going to rank them based on who they beat and stuff like that. Ultimately, I go with Iowa up at 6, but not in front of Illinois because of the consistency. But I also want to give them recognition for beating the teams that they're supposed to beat. And then over Michigan is a pretty easy thing for me because I think the quarterback play is better than Michigan's quarterback play. I think them and Michigan are very similar, but I think they have the better running back and the better quarterback. And so for me, they go up there. But like, if somebody like Phillip were to say, yeah, you should have Iowa down below UCLA, it's like, okay, I think there's reasons why they wouldn't be, but UCLA and Michigan State both beat them. So, yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, it's a fair point. And, like, it's at the point.
I think he's talking more about Illinois, though.
I understand that. Yeah. I get that. I think that they're very close, like, obviously. It's not like I think that Iowa. Sometimes with these rankings, I think a lot of. And I'm not saying Phillip is doing this because I love Phillip. He's always great. But some people think that, you know, they'll see a number 5 and then, like, a number 7 and think that. I think Illinois is way worse than them. Mm-hmm. No, I don't really think that. I think all three of those teams are really close. You know, it's at the point in the season now, and we've talked about this before, JR, but like, it would be impossible to rank everybody just based on everyone behind you is someone that you've beaten, and there's nobody in front of you that you have beat, basically, is what I'm trying to get at. It's impossible to do that. But, basically how I looked at it for today specifically is that Minnesota beat Illinois and Iowa beat Minnesota. And I know it's not always, especially this year in the Big Ten, it's not always apples to apples when we're comparing these games. But when we do have like the common opponent factor, I kind of do look at that sometimes and say, well, if I'm struggling with this, I can lean back on that and say, well, this is why.
Yeah, no, I think you make a good point there. I'm looking to see where people have Iowa in their power rankings on the sheet here. It's interesting. Iowa, Minnesota, and Washington are kind of some of the most, argued. I wouldn't say argued about because they're not arguing on the power rankings, but kind of differentiated teams.
Well, they're the most like volatile teams in the conference this year, especially Iowa, man. Like, yeah. The one that like. Really bothers me is the Michigan State game. Like, they had no business losing that game at all. They're a much better team than Michigan State. I still think that, like, if that game gets played 10 times, Iowa wins it 9 of those times. And we saw the one time that Michigan State could actually pull off that win. I don't know what happened. I watched the game, and I still don't know what happened. So there's always going to be some, like, games like that with some of these teams in the middle where you're just like, why did that – like, what was happening in that game? And sometimes I just have to throw those games out and just say, I can't even think about that when I'm considering these power rankings. So, yeah, I don't know. It's tough, but I still feel okay about Iowa at 5. With their remaining schedule, I think that they could win out, and I would feel a lot more comfortable with it at the end of the year. But I feel fine about it right now, too.
Yeah. People mostly have in the 5 spot for the power rankings, Illinois. And then under them is actually Washington and Minnesota. So they're agreeing more with you with Washington and Minnesota, which you have Minnesota higher than me. We both have Washington at 8. But they're agreeing more with them there. People are not as high on Wisconsin as you and I are. One person has Wisconsin 7th, and another person has Wisconsin... they may have messed up. I see some doubles in this one. So I don't know where they have the other ones have Wisconsin.
Can't put a team on there twice.
Yeah, some people put Washington a couple times. So maybe they had some differing thoughts there, but yeah, I mean, overall, it's just that whole 6 through 10 to me, it can be moved around so much. Let's talk USC for a second. We talked about Nebraska losing. USC, Jaden Maiva comes out, looks like a better team on offense, and that was mainly because Jaden Maiva has the ability to run around and chuck the ball up there, and the wide receivers are waiting down there. Kind of honestly reminded me a little bit of Bryce Young just kind of being out there chucking the ball. Now, I'm not calling Jaden Maiva Bryce Young. Please do not hear me say that. But I'm saying how he just kind of got outside the pocket and checked it up there, and you went down the field and you looked and saw there was just a wide open guy waiting for the ball. That was kind of what happened in this one a couple times, and it proved to be some of USC's best offense.
Yeah, I was just glad when we got on here that we had them ranked in the same spot so that I didn't really have to argue about them because, again, just another one of those teams. I mean, a lot of the teams that are like at 500, it's like you look at some of their wins and you're like, all right, good team, good team. And then you look at who they lost to and you're like, all right, bad team, bad team. So, like, when I saw you at 11, I was like, oh, thank God. I don't have to like argue about having them too high or too low. So, that's basically my feelings about USC at this point. I hope that they can finish out strong. You know, I think that in the long run, I know I've kind of been talking about the future, but it feels like we should be because we're winding down the season at this point.
Yeah.
But I think in the long run for the conference, and a lot of people might not like this, but when USC is good, it's going to be better for the conference. And like, I want them to be better than what they were this year. I thought they were going to be better than what they have been this year. But I'm hoping that the future is going to be better than what we saw, basically, is what I'm trying to get at.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, a lot of people, when you look at like power ratings and stuff like that, USC is still in a lot of people's top 25. I don't know how power ratings work to get that to happen, but I think like Josh Pate, his little poll thing, which is not rankings, even though he puts it on a graphic like it is rankings, which is so stupid to me, but whatever. He has USC at like 17 or something like that, which I'm like, okay. I don't know how you look at them and say they're the 17th best team in the nation, but probably because the computers, take into account like margin of victory and stuff like that. And USC, basically every game they've lost has been one possession or toward the end of the game, and USC has had a chance and just not been able to convert. So whatever
I
that may
feel
be.
like this season, more than any other season that I can remember recently, especially, people have been really dying on that, like, we have better wins hill. Like, we talked about it a little bit with the USC people, but like, even the Oregon people, I've been getting pushback with my rankings and everything. And it's, I understand, like, getting good wins is always good. Yes. Not having losses is better, I promise you. As a fan, like, not having losses or having fewer losses in my mind has always been better. And I feel like I have gotten more entrenched in that belief throughout this year and hearing people argue about, well, we have this good win. Okay. You still have 3, 4 losses, though. Like, that's how I feel about USC. It's like, you got 5 losses. What do you want me to do? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, good wins here and there, but the losses, though. What about the losses?
Right. Now, I think that's a really interesting thing nowadays because, and I say this about the AP poll and the college football playoffs. That's the biggest issue with these right now is there's no criteria. Nobody is ranking the same way and saying, let's do this and let's do that. I remember we were talking about the AP poll. I had so many people on here telling me, oh, JR, the AP poll doesn't matter. What's really going to matter is the college football playoff rankings come out. Guess what? The college football playoff rankings were almost identical to the AP poll because all of these voters, they just have it in their mind, oh, Texas was the number one team in the nation, and they lost. Well, they should still be high up there. Texas hasn't beaten anybody. Texas hasn't done anything. Texas beat Michigan. That's like their best win so far on the season. But then when Indiana beats Michigan and people want to give them credit for it, the SEC fans are like, oh, that's their only win on the season. They're not all that good. It's like, yeah, look at your own team, Texas, who's number 3 in the nation. They just lost. They have a loss on their resume because they lost to Georgia because they didn't know how to block and they didn't have a quarterback, you know? Which Quinn Ewers is supposed to be this great quarterback, but he's not been this season, at least from what I've seen. So, yeah, I mean, it's just really interesting. Again, I have a lot of thoughts on this whole, like, circle of beating each other SEC stuff. If I have
circle
time,
of
I
beating, JR?
Yeah.
Jeez.
What'd you call it last year? The Big Ten basketball?
The circle of suck. I stole that from the sickos, though.
Yeah, that's what
I should
need to
check
make.
Into that. I don't know. I mean, we obviously do not have that right now because Oregon and Indiana haven't lost, but it's getting close, though, I guess. Wisconsin beating Oregon tonight would have been huge for the circle of suck. I do have an idea though to fix the whole we don't have criteria. What we do is we'll take all the teams and we'll do like we'll put it like into a computer, we'll call it, you know, and we'll like have the computer like calculate all the ratings. And then the computer will spit out their ratings and like we'll have all the criteria right there. We could call it like, I don't know, like the
CBS.
CBS, yeah. Or the BC, BCCS, something like that. BCP, like something like that.
BCP, BCPS.
Yeah. The basic. Yeah,
playoffs. Bowl selection playoff. Or no, BC. I don't forget what the C stands for.
Bowl committee selections. We'll just call it the BCS.
Bowl committee playoff selections.
BCPS, bowl committee playoff selections.
Wow.
So if we could just develop a program and like, I don't know if anyone out there has ever thought about that or tried doing something like that, but we could do that maybe. It would fix a lot of stuff, I think.
I've heard a lot of people say we need to go back to the BCS. So, you know, apparently all of them thought it was a whole lot more fun when, you know, only two teams had a chance to win the national championship.
It might actually work.
There was a 12.
It might actually could work better now that we have more teams, though.
Yeah,
I don't know.
No, I think it would be interesting to see how it would work out. But you know, people would still complain about it like crazy.
Like, what would have happened last year if we used a computer ranking? And I know we're getting super off topic, but I think we've kind of covered the power ranking stuff. Maybe not.
Yeah.
But last year, what would the BCS have done with Florida State? Because there's not a factor in there for injuries, was there?
So I just found an article that gave on December 4th the rankings, which I think on December 4th would have been would have still had the this was after they won the national championship, and the BCS rankings would have had Florida 4, Alabama 3, Washington 2, Michigan 1. You want the top
Florida
12?
State 4, you mean? Is that what you said? Okay, sorry.
So the top 12 would have been Michigan 1, Washington 2, Alabama 3, Florida State 4, which would have been a really good top 4, then Texas 5, Georgia 6, Ohio State 7, Oregon 8, Penn State 9, Missouri 10, Ole Miss 11, and then the highest ranked G5 was, Notre Dame was 14, so they would have been in there. Or no, they wouldn't have been because there's not a conference. The highest ranked G5 was Liberty at 17. So they would have had the 12th spot. I mean, that would have been a pretty nice playoff.
I mean, how many complaints are you getting right there? Because then,
Ole
like,
Miss.
Even
complaining, that's it.
Who would be complaining at that point?
No, not Ole Miss. Oklahoma. But they suck. Oklahoma's so terrible.
Yeah,
terrible
I don't know.
Last year, too.
That might have worked last year.
Yeah.
That might have worked.
I think so. Let's do it.
And then no one could be mad about Florida State either, though. Like, it's just like, okay, well, they got in.
I still wish we would have saw what happened if Florida State would have got in.
They would have got blown out.
Probably.
For sure.
Probably.
For sure. Well, they did get blown out. It's not like they
would
have.
Would Alabama have beat Washington?
Would Alabama have beaten Washington? I think so, yeah. I also thought Texas was going to beat them last year. Man, we're doing a big show about last year's playoffs all of a sudden.
We are. Wow. let's talk about this year's playoff. Matt has a question.
Okay.
He says, if IU loses to Ohio State, do they still make the playoffs? I think the overall opinion is that as long as they don't get blown out, I mean, like three scores or more, which I don't think they are. Indiana's too good to get blown out, I think. What do you think, Kent?
Yeah, I agree. It would even be close, like in a blowout, I think they would have some consideration. And it would be really tough to keep them out after, you know, I know this isn't a factor, but they've kind of captured America's heart. That sounds corny as hell, but like,
America's
it's true.
Team.
Like
they're American.
They are.
Team.
I really, I actually think that they are. Don't you feel like that though?
I do. Yeah, I agree.
Like a lot of people have gotten behind them, like where they're really excited about them. And of course people are going to want to see them in the playoffs and like, those fans, it's not like there's not going to be any trouble with like TV ratings for at all or selling tickets or anything. Like they're going to show up if they make the playoffs. So like, I don't know what factors they're taking into account, but as long as their quarterback stays healthy, I guess is a big factor. Like we just talked about from last year, I don't see a reason why the committee would keep them out, even if they got blown out.
Yeah.
It'd be really tough, man.
I think the only reason they would is if there was, you know, some SEC teams that did what they were supposed to do and got in. Like, I think Georgia losing tonight would be the most important thing, which I haven't checked out on that game.
Why is that game
that would
on
be the most
late?
Important thing. What'd you say?
I said, why is that game on still?
Because ABC has a ton of commercials. Georgia won. So that's bad news for IU fans. You wanted Georgia to lose there. You wanted Tennessee to be up there and Georgia to have three losses. But with the, you know, ESPN vying that they're doing for Georgia right now, that could, I mean, they could get in over Indiana if Indiana loses to Ohio State, which is stupid. But, yeah, thanks, Philip. He says 31. 31-17. Yeah, it's unfortunate. Let's see. John says, does Ohio State get in with two losses? Probably. As long as they're both respectable. I mean, if Georgia's going to get in with two, I think Ohio State would get in with two if they're both top five. And they have a top five win. I think they would.
Well, their loss to Oregon is like borderline not even a loss. It's on the road and it's by 1 point. So, like,
yeah,
even one, like, if they lost to Indiana by like 10 or whatever, like, which I think is unlikely, but anything could happen. Because I think it's gonna be a close game, by the way, not because I don't think Indiana can't win the game. But even if they lost by like 10 or 14 or whatever it would be, that one loss to Oregon doesn't really move the needle as far as like it being a two loss team. You know, that's almost like saying, well, Georgia's got two losses and they lost to Alabama. Well, that was like a really close game and they were kind of in control of that game for a while. But some of the losses, I feel like they don't mean as much. And that's definitely one of them. You go on the road, you play what's like the consensus number one team in the country all the way up until the end. You have a chance to win there at the end of the game. And that's not really a loss. Like, it is a loss. But it's not a bad loss.
Yeah. We'll get back to Ohio State in a second. I just realized we didn't talk about Rutgers, and we got Jersey Jet in the chat saying Rutgers fighting all the way back. Our season in Rutgers fighting back after all our season-ending injuries chopped Maryland. What do you think of Rutgers there, Kent? They had a good win tonight against Maryland. Did you move them up in your power rankings?
I did. Let me pull up where I had them at as I talk about them. So weird, because I have always loved Rutgers. I'm always all in on them. I'm always chopping with them. I gave up. I had to give up, though. I gave up right when Coach Schiano told everybody not to give up, is exactly when I was like, okay, this is the time I'm giving up then. I was like, I'm giving up on this team. But yeah, I did move them up. Where did I have them last week? I had Rutgers at, well, did I move them up? No, I didn't. Oh, I think I don't know what I did right there. Is that what I sent you today? I thought I moved them up.
What, the power rankings?
Yeah.
I thought you did.
Maybe I think they're pretty much at the same spot they were at.
I'm not sure.
Maryland's one of the worst teams, so maybe I didn't give them a lot of credit for that because it's Maryland, but I don't know.
Yeah, you
I am surprised, though, that they've won their last two games. Like, I don't understand that. Like, when I found out that Kyle wasn't playing last week, I was like, this team is for sure giving up. And it's all about Ace Bailey time. Like, that's what all I want to talk about with Rutgers now is Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey. That's all I care about. And they went and won that game last week. That shocked me even more than this week, I think. You know?
Yeah, I did a recap of the Monmouth game for Rutgers. So if you're a Rutgers fan, go check that out over on the basketball channel. Did a recap of that one and had a lot of good things to say about Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper. I need to address this really fast. John says you guys predicted Indiana would win three games this year, so I'm not convinced your prediction of Ohio State beating Indiana. Number one, John, find me anybody who predicted Indiana to win more than three games this year. My personal predictions, I predicted they would win five. So I actually had them over three games, but the prediction that Zach and I did together, we did get to three. And actually, I think we may have done four. But find me anybody who had over five, because I don't know anybody that was out there that wasn't an IU fan that had over five, number one. And number two, I've never predicted that Ohio State would beat Indiana. We talk about the possibility of it happening because I think there's a lot riding on that game for Indiana perception wise, but I've never predicted that Ohio State would beat Indiana. My prediction will come out on Tuesday night, and I still don't know what I'm going to predict. So, yeah.
I'm looking for mine right now because I can't remember what I said. I can't find it. It's taking me too long to pull it up. I think I was right around 3 or 4, though. Like, again, like what you said, nobody saw that coming. So, whatever. And you know what? All my predictions sucked. So how about that? I said Illinois was going to win 2 games this year. Total. Not conference games, total. And obviously was way wrong on that. But the key is, though, that at the top of my predictions, I had Ohio State, Oregon, and Penn State involved. And guess what? They are. So if you're going to get mad at me about the wrongs, love me for my rights.
Yeah, don't acknowledge the wrongs if you're not willing to acknowledge the rights as well.
That's right.
Nick says, did anyone notice that refs bailed Oregon out in the game against Wisconsin? I didn't really. No. Oh, he came down here with this. Not a chop block, and there shouldn't be a targeting call on Oregon, but there wasn't. Or there should have been a targeting call on Oregon, but there wasn't. I didn't see that one. I don't know if maybe they. I'm not saying you're wrong, Nick. I'm just saying I didn't see that one. Did you see that, Kent?
I didn't see the targeting. I was in and out of that last, the third and fourth quarter. If it was in the third quarter, I might have missed it. I saw most of the fourth quarter. I thought he might have been referencing there was like a borderline pass interference on the second to last Wisconsin drive before the interception, like the drive before that. On the third down play, I think it was, there was like a really, like, I thought it was PI because the cornerback like kind of held his arm back and he wasn't able to get both hands in front to catch the ball. So, like, by definition, I was like, he's literally holding his arm from being able to catch the ball. That's pass interference. But it was a really fast play. It was quick, and I don't think it was egregious that they missed it, but I didn't see this other one that he's talking about.
The chop block, I do remember seeing now as I was thinking back to it.
Yeah, I meant the targeting. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I wasn't saying. But the chop block for sure. I don't remember the targeting. Again, not saying you're wrong, Nick. I don't remember that one. Brenton says Rico Knows had IU over. Brenton, just so you know, Rico Knows also said Florida State would be the best secondary in the country this year.
Who's Rico Knows?
He's on TikTok. He's super hot takey guy. And honestly, he'll probably clip this and scream about me on TikTok for mentioning him once, which is fine. Whatever. I don't care. I used to be on TikTok a whole lot more, but and then Philip, he's calling you out here. Says predicting Ohio State, Penn State, and Oregon would be good at football is extremely hot take, bro. Casual.
I like how he called me bro casual though, dude. I gotta bring that back for a week, maybe for a power rankings episode. That was so fun.
We'll wait until the scandal like. Stuff from the NCAA comes out, and if it's nothing, then you can come on and brag about how much you did to
Yeah, that'll be fun. I'm still looking for my Indiana prediction, by the way. Here it is. Let's see, is this from this year or last year though? It's from this year. 5-7.
Wow, we both had 5-7. Wow,
I nailed it.
Check us
nailed
out.
I got half their games right, so
check us out. Yeah. Nice. Ball knowers here because we are only off by like 6 wins on Indiana. Actually 5, I guess, right now. You know, 6 or 7 possibly.
Well, neither of us said 3, which is what we were just accused
of.
That's
true. Yeah, we were closer than everybody else. So
that's right. Awesome. We probably were, actually.
We probably were. All right, we have gone off the rails here. We got Zenny asking about our blue sky handles and everything in the chat. So I think at this point it's good for us to wrap things up. Ken, any final?
I'm actually on blue sky. It's Rico Knows. At Rico Knows, I'm blue sky. Whoever that is, I seriously don't know who that is. He's gonna hate. Like if he actually catches this episode, he's actually gonna hate me.
Brenton will probably send it to him. And be like, they mentioned you, and he'll probably clip it. These guys don't
That's
know
great.
Who I am. I'm a transfer portal expert.
Shout out to Rico Knows. Go follow me on. I should go grab up that handle right now though. I'm Blue Sky.
That would be hilarious. I don't think he's the Blue Sky type. I don't know. Just My personal thoughts. Yeah. Anything else, Kent, before we get out of here?
No, we got some exciting stuff coming up next week, potentially. It looks like we're going to get that starting Monday, probably. I'll let you talk about that. But I literally didn't do anything with it today, so this is a bad day to promote this. But I'm on Discord now, so it's Casual Big Ten on Discord, and I still have a link pinned to the top of my Twitter profile right now. I think the link expires on Tuesday, but I'll be promoting that throughout the week on Twitter. So trying to get some more people in there. We actually got like 40 people in there the first couple of days, so that felt exciting. That was more than nice. I was expecting, so... Come join on Discord. We can kind of keep the conversation going when I'm not tweeting or doing podcasts.
Nice. Real fast before I give my stuff, Nick says, can you guys predict a scenario where IU leaves Columbus undefeated? We will do that Tuesday. Zach and I will do that together. So come back on the Tuesday episode. We'll get much more into that. I would do it now, but I'm not as prepared as I will be on Tuesday. I want to make sure I'm fully prepared to do that. So, yeah, check us out Sunday morning. All right, Sunday morning.
Sunday or Monday?
No, Monday. Monday morning.
I was going to say, I got to get some rest after tonight, man. Jeez, you want me to come back in the morning?
No. Monday morning at 9 a.m., you can catch me and Kent doing basketball power rankings. All right. So big stuff happens on the weekend in Big Ten basketball, and it's hard to get up out there every single night at 9 o'clock. We got kids, we got families, all that stuff. Well, guess what? We can wake up and get some coffee and come on here and do some morning power rankings. So your very first Big Ten Huddle morning episode, 9 a.m. We'll make it easy on you, all right? Not like 8 a.m., but we're live here, 9 p.m. 9 p.m. and then 9 a.m. on Monday morning. Come back here for the Big Ten Power Rankings for basketball. Kent and I are going to do them. Sonny Verma from Locked On Illini, he said he's going to try and come on when he can and help out with that as well. So we're super excited to do that. And that will be on this channel and the basketball channel. But if you can, please go subscribe to the basketball channel too, because we're trying to grow that as well. So, all right. Thanks so much, everybody. We appreciate it. Go follow me for...
I just saw that comment.
Please just don't include the Gophers.
We love the Gophers, though. That's the problem.
We do love the Gophers too much. We'll probably overrank them.
Yeah.
Sonny, you don't know what anybody's talking about right now, man. You're in a bad place.
The funny thing is, like, if you guys think I don't know about football, just wait till you hear my basketball takes. They're way worse. I can't believe JR still has me on for basketball. It's insane.
It's entertainment value. You predicted IU would go 5-7. I got to have you on.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. I forgot about that.
All right, everybody. We appreciate you being here. Go Fashual. Go.
you need some rest, too. We're not coming back in the morning.
I know, right? Go follow Kent Casual Big Ten, and then go follow me at JR's Rankings and follow the account for the podcast at the Big Ten Huddle. We appreciate it, everybody. Have a good night. We'll see you next time.